A string oscillates in time and space, and as it oscillates, it sweeps out a two-dimensional surface in space-time we call a world sheet.
In relativistic string theory, we must consider the world sheet of the string as a two-dimensional space-time of its own, where the division between space and time depends on the observer.
The classical equation is stated as the second partial derivative of x mu with respect to tau is equal to
c squared times the second partial derivative of x mu with respect to sigma, where tau and sigma are coordinates on the world sheet, representing space and time along the world sheet.
And c squared is the ratio of string tension to the string mass per unit length. The equations of motion can be derived from Euler-Lagrange equations from an action based on the string world sheet using the following equation.
S
is equal to 1 over 4 pi alpha prime times the integral of the square root of the determinant of h times hmn times the partial derivative of x mu with respect to tau times the partial derivative of x mu with respect to sigma d sigma d tau, creating the sound of a black hole, creating the sound of the universe. Instantly after our most recent Big Bang, our universe inflated to 1 billion thousand times its initial size. That is the number 1 with 30 zeros after it. The universe did this in a tiny fraction of a second.
Thus, the universe and all of nature is an interconnected, continuous, homogeneous entity in which which not a nova explodes, not an electron moves, not a sparrow falls from the sky, but the universe knows that this has happened.
The universe knows that this has happened, and will continue to know these things until we cease to exist. Until the next Big Bang. Stay the trouble.